You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
All right, welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm joined today by Fee.
Hey.
And Ace.
Yep, you already know what it is.
So, I don't even know where to begin.
Emoji this, eye roll.
This episode is kind of brought on by the lack of focus with people. And basically, within a week or so, Black Twitter, I think 11 days ago, started talking about Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich versus Popeye's chicken sandwich.
They try to sprinkle Wendy's in there too a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
for whatever reason.
Right. So they created this hype, this buzz and everything. And basically within 11 days, Black Twitter has basically encouraged both Popeye's and Chick-fil-A to generate $22.52 million. Jesus. So I'm saying that to say, y'all can do all that as Black people in 11 days. Oh.
That's Wendy's.
That's funny.
That is crazy. But basically, us as people, Black people, we have that much power and control in social media that we're using chicken sandwiches as a distraction. So you guys are quick to talk about food and stuff like that, but you can't promote your friend's business. You can't promote you can't promote your friend's project, but you can promote food. And then the craziest part, I'm sitting here looking at all the stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, it's all fun and games, but it really makes you think, because now money's involved. Y'all have done this in 11 days. You guys, some of y'all standing in this line, but didn't take your time to go vote in November. Now we stuck with this knucklehead in the White House. Half of y'all don't even know that the damn Amazon's on fire.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's been on fire, and little do you know, that's 20% of the oxygen in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's burning in Brazil. But y'all worry about a chicken sandwich. I don't understand it. I'm very confused. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to tell people what to do, but I just... y'all help me understand what is going on here. Like, am I judging them too hard?
What part are you not understanding?
Why the distraction? And why are we humans, like, not even humans, because I deal with mostly Black people, my Black community. Why are we like this?
Because we don't want to face the real deal shit that we got going on. We want to see other shit that take us away from the real shit.
So we're distracted.
Yeah. We who wants to sit there and think about, oh, I got to go to work, oh, I'm miserable, oh, this man fucking up our country, oh, the air pollution. Nah, I'm going to sit here for hours on Instagram and look at distractions all day. Yeah. And that's what's going to go on. But then you have other people who are going to research and really see what's going on and not be distracted. That's just what it is. Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't know how else, I don't even know how else to say it. To me, I saw a couple of the skits, the Popeyes and Chick-fil-A posts. I laughed. I'm done with it. I've been over with it. I wish it would stop now. Can we move
but
on to
the kicker is this darn one of my friends posted the Popeyes chicken in June.
Yes. It's been out since May.
It's been out for a minute. Why y'all late and why y'all doing this? And y'all always wait till around election time and primaries and stuff like that to start acting crazy with the bigger stuff that's going on. Focus, please. Focus. If not, 2020's coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll just say, first of all, it's, you know, the internet, social media, you know, we live in a microwave society. So whatever grabs the attention of the simple-minded is what's going to go viral.
Yeah, that too.
And I was more confused because, I mean, I understand things going viral, but like you said, the sandwich has been out for a minute. And it was like, what happened? What did I miss? Was it a fire-ass commercial? Did somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did it get just that popping? One thing I'll say, just jokingly, I know Popeye's workers are pretty upset right now because they they got them just
really working
for that 8:25 to 9:25. Like, I feel y'all.
Y'all don't want no 2-piece. Y'all want the sandwich.
And it's crazy because I like Popeyes. I don't ever get the sandwich. You know, I actually like their chicken.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, I don't want to go because I know it's gonna be packed. Like, y'all fucking shit up. But
yeah, to go back, just... people are upset. They're like, we can't even go get our regular because y'all being stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, it just, you know, just like you said, just not even, you know, just, you know, little things like the Amazon and election and things of that nature. It's just amazing the power of social media and, you know, we, or not even just our community, different communities complain about, you know, just real shit and the power that social media has. It's never directed to some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even if it is, only a small portion of people that are interested in the real shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes we, just everybody, because the social media has, you know, has no color. Everybody's on there. White, black, brown, yellow, whatever. Sometimes we got to take a step back and be like, damn, am I really just getting sucked up into this? Yeah, it's all fun and games, but... I don't care. You know, I don't hate on that. If you want to have fun, have fun. But let's balance some shit out. Let's have fun at times, and also let's talk about some real shit. And
right.
You know, let's make this all up, you know, and let's make social media both fun and conducive.
Some of them don't even know, you know what else is going on besides what social media tells them.
Just like, you know, just like the last topic we was talking about with the Jay-Z, Roger Goodell. People saw that 4-minute clip and that's all they ran with. Nobody went even deeper. So social media, like I said, it goes back to a microwave society. Nobody wants to sit and cook the food. They want to put it in the microwave so it's done right away. That's with everything. Everything is, oh, I see it right there. I don't want to do no research. Again, the lie, if the nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know it's viral, social media, cool. But really, we about to sit here and just be going back and forth about
You know, everybody likes to follow the trend. Everybody likes to follow the trend. Shit. Whatever's popping, that's what you want to put out there. We started saying sis and bruh, and I don't know who needs to hear this, but when one thing goes off the roof, we take it to the deep end.
Because, beat it down.
Because we don't know how to create our own little thing and try another thing and do another thing. We want to take one thing and run with it, and that's the trend for the whole year.
This is true.
I don't even know, like, why do we do that? I'm not saying I don't use trends. I be sis and bruh, and I don't need another. But I'm not doing it on every little thing. I'm not doing it as soon as it come out, and I'm not doing it every damn day.
Like,
you're so busy living the life with a group of people that you're not really living your own life.
Right. One or two times I entertain, that's funny. I send it to my cousin. That's it. We post it one or two times. That's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not finna be looking for all the Popeyes and Chick-fil-A skits. I'm not finna do that. No. I'm not finna. These people actually made skits. They had Chick-fil-A workers and Popeyes workers going at each other. You have time
in this heat.
And did Popeyes or Chick-fil-A pay you?
Nope.
Do y'all even really work for Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
Nope.
Do y'all even own a Popeyes or Chick-fil-A? You can own one. It's a they franchise.
Yeah, like you say, we're not trying to be the fun police at all. You know what I'm saying? It's about balance. Like, how about for every 2 to 3 posts of funny, some bullshit, how about we all get together and post some real shit?
Right.
Post something that's happening. Post, you know, like, the Amazon is, our oxygen is in jeopardy right now, a portion of it. You know what I'm saying?
Brazil is looking like midnight at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. You know, that ain't normal.
And then another thing, as soon as the Chick-fil-A thing came out, the Facebook and the IG using your pictures and your videos... All of that came out, but that really is not that right there. I didn't see as much posts as that than the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I mean,
I seen about on my timeline. Yeah. I seen about that IG and Instagram post. I seen that maybe for a day.
Wow!
And then the shit was done.
Y'all saw it earlier this week.
It was done, but that Chick-fil-A post been going strong for the whole week.
And like I said, again, I understand that viral and trendy stuff happen, but then I'd be like, why? How? Who? How did this in particular?
Food.
That you have a choice with every day at 12 o'clock if you work in corporate America to go anywhere you want. Y'all really all stuck on Popeyes and Chick-fil-A? I mean, don't get me wrong, Chick-fil-A be busting, but I'm just saying, for it to be a national trend and discussion, these motherfuckers been here for a minute. What? What happened?
How? To the point that people running out of chicken.
Like some people just be like, hey, so is that really a trend? I'm like, yeah, I don't know how, but it's happening. It's
really a trend. I don't get it.
They're like, we're gonna name him. He's gonna remain nameless, but we have a cousin that was highly.
Oh, yeah, we're not gonna say
I was very surprised
that he went and bought it.
I'm like, yo, goddamn conspiracy thinking.
Right.
You really went to go goddamn do that?
Mr. Kings and Queens, Ashe.
I'm like, what?
Grand Rising.
I didn't understand
and
that.
You went
even.
And joined
I'm like,
them?
I'm like, damn, bro.
Are you a clone?
Are you a clone?
Have they gotten you?
But that's how crazy how this minute thing of chicken sandwiches really got that big. Like I said, I understand having fun, but damn, this shit has been on a street. Like, what did you say, 11 days?
Yeah.
Woo!
The Popeye's chicken been out since May.
And the Chick-fil-A chicken been out since when?
Forever.
And they try to incorporate a little bit of Wendy's chicken sandwiches. How long that been out? Forever. Since, like, two, whatever. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's focus our attention on something more productive. Like, again, we understand that, you know, you go to social media, whether it's to forget about the real world or push whatever agenda that you may have or be a hater, be sad, bring everybody down. But damn, like, this topic right here, this.
Let's dead it.
Ooh.
Look, please.
Like, seriously.
Let's put our energy behind something.
And y'all
going
to make the workers so mad.
You know what I'm saying? I feel for Popeye's workers right now. Hey, I feel for y'all. I know you like, hey, man, I was supposed to get off at 8. Boss said we got to goddamn be at 9 because we got to, you know, a little bit more cleaning to do. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want the health people coming.
You know what I'm saying?
We not ready.
At all.
Like, y'all causing so much problems and creating traffic, blocking roads, and doing all kinds of stuff just to get to Popeyes. Popeyes is not quick like Chick-fil-A. You're going to be there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Chick-fil-A got that dope-ass mobile app, bro.
Right.
That no, mobile app.
Chick-fil-A be having, you see this weather we have outside? They be having the workers outside taking, hi, how can I take your order? And I be asking, I'm like, you not high? They pay you extra to be out here?
I'm not asking that. That's your job, man. I got a job I do.
I just feel like that's Chick-fil-A is that dedicated. Yeah. Popeyes ain't finna stand outside to take your order. They ain't gonna, first of all, you pull up, you better be, you gonna be waiting. Hello?
What do you want? What you want?
Hold on.
And all Popeyes are not created equal.
No, because New Orleans got the best Popeyes.
I'm just talking about in general,
that's the
like,
only place I wanna go try the chicken sandwich. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm talking about just around the
sounds
area.
Sounds like a trip.
Like the Popeyes by the crib out in Pleasant Hill that just got built, they fire. The Popeyes like in the middle of Pleasant Hill, like between Club Drive and 85, that Popeyes is trash. So it's like, they're all not created equal, so you better pick the right one if you trying to get your grub on. But
I think,
you
know, all of them got good business because everybody's so packed right now. I think everybody else would get better if it was trash. They getting business today.
Oh, yeah, they getting paid right now. I know the is franchise like I'm not franchise. Is Popeye's like individually owned, but it's like one big corporation.
No, you can franchise it.
Franchise. Mm-hmm. So I know all the franchise. They like we came up on the liquor. We never tried. What just happened?
I just want to know, how do I start a trend and blow up like that?
They like at the
Black Twitter.
Hey, wife, kids, we going on vacation after this done. I expect my bank account to look like this.
So do I just get on Black Twitter and do something stupid like the sucking a cucumber or
No, don't do that.
I'm just saying, what do I have to do to become?
It's not going
to
be. It's nothing viral. we can calculate. It just happens. I don't understand it. You're like, how does this hit?
So is it just one person that
we like don't you right know? Now, like, we don't know.
Like you
happens?
Right now, the DMX challenge is going.
What is that?
Basically, the song where he names all the females. Uh-huh. People are showing that different look. The Keisha, the Rhonda. That's what I'm saying. It could be anything. You know how old that song is?
It's very
what
old.
What you really want from it. And he naming all the girls and stuff like that. At least three Kims.
Hey, that song was still hard.
Yeah, that shit is.
Yeah, it's still hard. Got on my workout. But no, they're doing it with different looks.
Yeah.
So let's say about 20 girls. They got about 20 different looks for each name. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to look it up right now.
I didn't see that one. That one's going to probably be popping up soon in our live. But yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. It's definitely a distraction. Yeah, people, we need to look at the what's really going on in our world.
Just go to Instagram. Wow. Go to tags. Do your next challenge.
Oh, my God.
It's 21.1K posts.
See?
Already.
See? Y'all about to make DMX pop up in the Hot 100. And he going to be sitting there at home like, what? Huh? Yeah!
Hey, I better not get DMX popping again. He don't get back on them drugs. We don't need that.
No, nah. I love me some DMX. Well,
yeah, yeah, you know he's an addict, unfortunately. Yeah, you know,
he needs to go sit down home now.
Just he don't need. Some people don't need money. He's just one of the people that need to be regular. You don't need to be.
No,
you
know? But I think if he had to go to a regular job, that may suck too.
No, I'm talking about like not blowing up, getting millions and millions. I don't think
he needs stipends.
Yeah.
He needs a stipend.
Just keep getting your royalties and be straight with that.
And let somebody sample you.
Right, yeah. Shave your head, a clean head every day.
He's about to get married, but anyways.
They broke up early that day, and he proposed to me that night. DMX is different. Yeah. You gotta love the story of DMX.
I just love how he yells. Like, I love it.
Yeah, I do like the way
he yells. He'd be like, ooh, okay, I'll listen, But it's just like, I think we, as people, I challenge us as Black people, a Black community.
That's a challenge.
This is a challenge.
Crayon versus culture challenge.
Yeah. Our challenge.
And again, we're not trying to tell you to stop. It's us, like you said, challenge you to stretch your mind just a little bit more than what you're accustomed to. Like just try to think deeper than surface level
and bigger.
You know, like just like they say, yeah, you say if you put up three bullshit posts, put a post of substance.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
try. Let's try to get better.
Make it make sense.
You know what I mean?
Open a book. Go have an intellectual conversation. Go do some. You know what? Put the phone down for a little bit.
Put the damn phone down.
And live a little bit. You guys will actually be paying attention and see like, wow, I thought life was sweet. It's not. This country is going through a lot right now. And if not, you're going to be asked out if you don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the news, but I read a lot. I read a lot of stuff. So that's how you stay informed. You don't have to watch the news because there's a lot of depressing stuff. But
told you I watch the news.
Yeah, you say you want to know what's going on.
Every night during the week, I watch the news.
Little old man.
Hey, I told you after 10. After 10, the news be lit. I don't care what none of y'all say. It's Channel 5 at 10, The Edge. That's why they call it The Edge. It be happening.
What?
Like the other night, like it was like a home invasion. Somebody got murked, like on the Southwest Atlanta. I'm like, damn, like it be real shit that be happening. I'm telling you.
Just
check out Channel 5. Don't go to other channels. Channel 5. Don't go to Channel 2. Don't go to CBS, that boring ass slow shit. Go to Channel 5 after 10. This one night. It got to be Monday through Thursday. You know, the weekend, motherfuckers,
remind
chill out.
Remind me, please. Remind me.
People chill out during the weekend. But the week.
We may have to get a sample of this and react to it. And
record
really a podcast.
The news.
Yeah, the news is always something crazy.
Monday through Thursday. You know, that's when motherfuckers be going to work. That's when people want to hit licks because people sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That's when they do their dirt.
Now that's some real news. That's some real news that we do need to be listening
and pay attention
to.
For me, like I said, I just do because you just don't know what's happening in your neighborhood as well. So, you know what I'm saying? Like you might not know that motherfucker not too down, around the corner, around the block, and then been running the whorehouse and shit. And there's a mad mother. You know, you don't know that. You watch the news, like, nigga, that's in my neighborhood. Fuck, I'm tripping.
What?
I gotta be more vigilant out here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but them having a whorehouse would not necessarily concern me.
But I'm just saying,
that
brings drugs.
I'm very interested.
That brings drugs and shit to your neighborhood.
Yeah,
that
I really don't want to see
motherfuckers
the
that got
whores.
Money that trying. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not about the house itself. It's what it comes to the neighborhood.
Right.
To that house.
But look, we done seen a lot of girls just walking around here just half naked.
Drugs, money, guns, all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? What I realized, it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Cause
stuff is going on everywhere.
It'd be some sweet, nice, upscale neighborhoods with all kinds of.
And that be on the news. Just saying, that be on the news. You'd be
happy.
It'd be that old retired white couple like, oh my God, he's been here for 5 years. He was such a nice guy. He was a fugitive.
He used to bring our trash bin up for us.
It'd be that
it happened everywhere.
Not knowing that he'd been killing folks
and putting them in
his
backyard.
Now every time he takes the trash out, he'll go cut the backyard and there'll be new soil.
It was like a couple weeks ago. It was a white guy. He was retired. He had a wife and everything. She didn't even know. He was a fugitive from like Washington State or some shit.
She was in love.
It was like rapes that he got away from. It was like three or four rapes. But he was in this neighborhood. He had a wife. He just, I guess he was a retired criminal.
He wasn't a
he was a retired criminal.
He was living a good life.
Rapist. You said he raped. He's a retired rapist.
Like the wife didn't know. Nobody knew. Like they just like some like tipped the cops off like some type of DNA that was caught somewhere, and they found him. They're like, damn, we had no idea.
How long had it been?
It was like 5-6 years since the last thing happened. But
he should have went to Cuba. He would have been straight. They wasn't going to bring him back. They messed with Donald Trump, so he would have been straight over there. Not saying I condone it. Just clear. Yeah, but you been gone 5-6 years. How you lose a whole fugitive, though? They weren't looking for him.
They weren't.
They really weren't looking for him. Now, let me ask this question. Was he Caucasian?
I believe so. Of course, they didn't show his picture. But if you look at the neighborhood, we don't like the profile, but you know the type of people that live in the neighborhood, you know.
And another thing I want to bring up, and I have to do a little bit more research on it. Did y'all see that New Jersey passed a little law that let incest get married, like a brother and sister?
Who?
That's the
incest?
Incest.
A brother and sister, New Jersey let a brother and sister get married. So I don't know. I have to do a little bit more research.
That could be something that we could look into.
That's something more I want to listen to than chicken.
Thank you.
Sometimes with shit and it will go down the toilet. I want to know that I'm living next door to a motherfucking brother and sister that's fucking and now they got some kids.
Kids
running around here retarded.
But I mean, what are they... We all know you're not supposed to do that for a lot of reasons. A, that's nasty as hell. B, genetically, you are not, you're screwing stuff up. But you know what? When we think about it, I already know what type of people they are.
Yeah, you already know.
So, Law and Order SVU, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but that's the stuff that they do. And then when stuff starts coming about, new illnesses and stuff like that, y'all brought it to yourselves. Because you are not supposed to do anything with anybody that you are a certain amount of genes that you guys sell together. You guys are not supposed to do that. Like, that's the reason why.
What if they didn't know?
That they were what? Brother and sister? I mean, that could
happen
too.
That could happen. If you didn't know, then we'll bring you on a show. Y'all can tell us how y'all didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all family in love now.
We kind of got all the way off the topic. we were from sandwiches to incest.
No, but I'm just saying if that's a real law that's about to be happening, we need to know about it instead of the chicken.
We are just going to damnation. Because even today, why y'all worry about chicken? Trump just asked the Supreme Court to pass a law stating that an employee can be fired for being gay. So, why are y'all worried about chicken?
That's y'all fault.
People can be fired if the employer thinks or knows that they are gay. So, with that being said, I'm going to drop that one on y'all.
He's just doing anything in there. Yeah.
He just doing anything.
I think what he do, he has like a dart, like a little thing. He got like little things that you need to make changes on. He closes his eyes and throw it.
Have y'all seen the movie Richie Rich Kid with Macaulay Culkin?
Richie Rich?
I vaguely remember
when he was rich and he could kind of just do whatever he wanted to do. And he had a Richie room. Richie Rich.
It's something just...
Yeah.
I vaguely remember. I don't
remember. With Macaulay. He's just doing whatever. That's Orange Timmy. That's what he's doing. He's just sitting there in the overall. It's just, who can I mess with today?
Yeah, he'd be
bored.
But he's going to find the right one. But that's that. So I'm LaShonda, and thank you guys for listening. You can catch me at Patchwork85. Fee?
Slyway Fee. IG.
All right. Ace?
IG. Ace _ Alpha, the number 2. Twitter. Ace _ YUNG, the number 2. Get at me.
All right, and you can catch the podcast at Crayon versus Culture.
We out this bitch!
Yeah!
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.